Blog Talk Radio.
And we are here. Welcome to the Robinson Show, everyone. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And yes, you hear the background music, stick to the script. But the Alabama Crimson Tide, they didn't stick to the script in last night's stunning BCS National Championship game. We'll talk more about that. Also, we've got NFL news, and also we'll go over tonight's NHL and NBA schedule. And let's get right to the show. Again, we'd like to thank all you listeners out there that are listening on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you again and welcome to the program. Of course, we had a stunning game last night in the 2018 BCS National Championship game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. The Alabama Crimson Tide would go on to win in overtime 26-23. But the story was the backup quarterback, the true freshman. His name is Tua Tagovailoa. Came in the second half. Of course, we know about sophomore quarterback Jalen Hurts, who had a phenomenal year this year, but he struggled throughout the first half, and so head coach Nick Saban had to make a change. He decided to bench Hurts and put Tagovailoa into the game, and the tempo of the game changed dramatically because Georgia was hot in the first half, but the Crimson Tide got hot in the second half, and they would go on to win the game 26-23 after Tagovailoa through the game-winning touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. So now with the Alabama Crimson Tide being the new BCS national champions, what a difference a year makes. Of course, the Tide lost a close one to Clemson last year in a game that was an instant classic. And this game, last night's championship game, became an instant classic. Now, if there's some things that we can learn from this national championship game, there are a lot. First off, let's talk about change. Nick Saban saw the change that was fitting. When one thing didn't work, you have to try something else. Nick Saban has always been a coach that has never been afraid to go against the grain and stick with his intuition. If he feels that he needs to make a change, he'll do so. Jalen Hurts didn't get the job done in the first half. He had to make the change and put in the freshman from Hawaii. Also, another thing we learned from this game was teamwork. Remember, you can always be replaced. And second of all, you're never, ever, ever going to be bigger than the team or bigger than the university. Therefore, we saw teamwork at its finest last night. Jalen Hurts could have been mad, could have thrown his helmet in disgust. He could have thrown over Gatorade coolers and things of that nature. However, he supported his teammate, and teamwork, it made the dream work, and it happened. And also another lesson we learned was when your number is called, be ready. Tua Tagovailoa, he was prepared, he was ready, he answered the bell, his number was called, and he was prepared for the challenge, and he was ready. So those were some things that I picked up from last night's BCS National Championship game. And also, speaking of answering the bell, we know head coach Nick Saban has answered the bell for over 20 years now. This national championship win for him now gives him 6. He is now tied with Paul Bear Bryant for the most national championships by a head coach. When Nick Saban first became a head coach, it was at Michigan State, followed by LSU, and then currently at Alabama. So job well done to Coach Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. And also job well done to the Georgia Bulldogs, because I have to tell you, we'll expect even bigger things from them next season. And, boy, I can't wait till next year's college football season, because it's going to be lit with a lot of great teams, not just in the SEC, but the power conferences as well. Now from college football to the National Football League. The Oakland Raiders welcome back head coach John Gruden in an exciting press conference today. Of course, we know Coach Gruden was head coach of the Raiders from 1998 to 2001. He was traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the following year. Of course, we know he won the Super Bowl and stayed with the Bucs until 2009. So A lot of excitement out on the West Coast as Coach Gruden will be with the Raiders for at least two seasons before they make the move to Las Vegas in 2020. And while we stay on the NFL, I have to tell you, Wild Card Weekend this past weekend was very exciting. The AFC Wild Card playoff game took place between the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Titans came back and beat the Chiefs 22-21 at a rocking Arrowhead Stadium. And also in the NFC Wild Card playoff game, no one saw this coming. I didn't see this coming neither. But the Atlanta Falcons went on to beat the Los Angeles Rams 26-13. Wild Card Sunday had the AFC Wild Card playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was a defensive matchup from start to finish, but Jacksonville's defense held up, and that's why they were number one in the league for a lot of reasons. Jacksonville will go on to beat Buffalo 10-3. And in the NFC, it's always a rocking environment at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans as the Saints took down the Carolina Panthers for the third time this year, 31-26. So that sets the stage for a huge and an important NFC divisional weekend coming up, starting off divisional Saturday between the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles. You can watch that game at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on NBC. And also later that night, a good game between the Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots in the AFC divisional playoff. That kickoff is for 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. That game will be on CBS. And on divisional Sunday, you're going to have the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is going to be their rematch, second time meeting each other at Heinz Field. Of course, we know what happened when they met earlier in the regular season. Ben Roethlisberger had a terrible game. He threw five interceptions. So we'll see what happens if Jacksonville's defense will show up or will they blow up. That kickoff will be for 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can watch that game on CBS. And, of course, the late game, the NFC Divisional Playoff game, this game is going to be a great one between the New Orleans Saints and the Minnesota Vikings. Questions remain. It will be the Saints' offense versus that very, very tough and very hard-nosed defense of the Minnesota Vikings. Who will fold? Who will break? A lot of questions will be answered in that game, and you can check that game out at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Fox. That game will be in Minnesota. So many great things that have happened in the sports world this past weekend, and a lot of great things that are going to happen going into this weekend, especially in the NFL, because things are about to heat up. The division winners had their bye weeks. Let's see if they can protect the home field advantage. Falcons and Eagles. A lot of the odds makers are saying that the Falcons could win that game, not by a lot. They're pretty split on Saints-Vikings. No one knows for sure in that one. Titans and Patriots, a lot of people saying New England could be an overall favorite. Some people are saying that Pittsburgh could beat Jacksonville, but not by much. Some people say Jacksonville may pull off the upset. But if you want to know how I feel about Chubbs and who I think will come out on top, coming this Thursday, I'll have the 2018 NFL Divisional Playoff Outlook. Again, that's coming this Thursday, available on ebook. It's the 2018 NFL Divisional Playoff Outlook, and it will be available on lulu.com. I'll post the link up on the website where you can purchase your copy and how I'll preview the matchups as well as who I think will come out on top in advance to the conference championships. So, again, it's a busy divisional weekend, and also we've got our NBA schedule that's jam-packed this evening. We've got Miami playing Toronto. We've got Portland playing Oklahoma City. We've got Orlando playing Dallas. We also got Sacramento playing the Los Angeles Lakers. And for all you hockey fans out there in the NHL world, we've got the Winnipeg Jets on the East Coast playing the Buffalo Sabres. Also, we've got Vancouver playing the Washington Capitals. The Chicago Blackhawks will play the Ottawa Senators. We've got Carolina playing Tampa Bay tonight. Florida will play St. Louis. Calgary will play Minnesota. And Edmonton will play Nashville. So it's so much going on tonight, and also a lot of things that are going to be coming up on the horizon in the sports world this coming week. And again, the NFL, always hot, always smoking. And like I said before, it's the second season. The weather is even colder out there. So we're going to find out what these players and what these teams are made of. We're going to find out who are the champs and who are the chumps. And speaking of champs, New England was in the news this week. Reports going around about Belichick, Brady, and Kraft, the dynasty may be over with. There were reports going around that Robert Kraft was satisfying Tom Brady's wishes of him wanting to stay in New England for at least the next 5 years. Belichick felt like that they wanted to bring up Jimmy Garoppolo as the heir apparent and get him ready to be the next one, the next man up. Now Bill Belichick is saying that it's guaranteed that he will be back in New England next year as the head coach of the New England Patriots. Tom Brady said on his radio show recently that there is no dissension. There aren't any problems up in Foxborough. So, like I said before, that's what they say, but we'll find out on the football field. We'll find out if the chemistry is still there as they battle the Tennessee Titans on Saturday night on CBS. Also, we've got a lot of stuff just to talk about. Oh, and speaking of which, the Ball boys, LeVar's kids, LaMelo and LaAngelo played their first game in Lithuania. LaMelo Ball made history becoming the youngest player at the age of 16 to play a professional basketball game. And from the reports that I've read, they said they were very impressed with LaMelo's debut. LaMelo had promise of court vision, showing great accuracy for a point guard. And I haven't seen the highlights of the game yet. I haven't seen highlights of his older brother, LaAngelo, either. But from what I've heard, the rant and rave has really been about LaMelo and his court vision and how well he adapts to the style of play. I know they're playing in Europe, and the European style of play has been criticized for being offensive first and not a lot of defense. But nevertheless, if you go on Twitter or any of the social media outlets, it has been blazing right now when they've been commenting on LaMelo Ball's style of play. So, again, everything's heating up right now. Also, speaking of basketball, a lot of things have been hot in basketball. LeBron James and the struggles of the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs lost by quite a lot last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Wolves have been playing solid in this first half of the year. We know about their young guns that they have with Andrew Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns, and also there's Jimmy Butler. Now, LeBron said he knows it's no excuse for him playing the way that he played. And let me be the first to say I am a huge LeBron James fan. And I just want to be the first to let you know that Cleveland will bounce back from this. Cleveland has a losing streak. Yes, they do. But I think they will bounce back from that. Is it panic mode? It's not time to panic just yet. I still have Cleveland winning the Eastern Conference. It's too early. It's too early to say that Cleveland's done. Cleveland's not done, but they want to make sure they get this mistake corrected before the All-Star break kicks in. And also, a lot of things have happened in the NBA right now. LeBron and the Cavs are in the midst of a losing streak. Also, LaVar Ball, when is he not making news? He recently had some choice words for Lakers head coach Luke Walton. He says that his claims are that Luke Walton has lost his team. He says that Luke Walton has lost some of the players and some of the guys on the team don't want to play for him. But Rick Carlisle ripped apart ESPN saying that they're covering too much of LaVar Ball. They're saying that his coverage is out of bounds. It's outlandish. It's too much. Now, my thinking is this. I look at LaVar Ball in two ways. Me, personally, I'm a fan of LaVar Ball. I'm a fan of LaVar Ball as far as his entrepreneurial endeavors are concerned. He's a strong black man who knows what he wants for his kids in terms of ownership, in terms of protecting the brand, in terms of just passing something down to his children. People looked at him crazy when he turned down Nike and Adidas and all of these shoe deals because LaVar stuck to his guns. He knew what was best for his children and for himself as well. So I give LaVar Ball a whole lot of credit for sticking to his guns. However, the only problem that I have with LaVar is that he doesn't let Lonzo do the talking in terms of Los Angeles Laker business. My thing is, I don't have a problem with LeVar until when his son Lonzo steps on the court. When Lonzo puts that Laker jersey on, Daddy must understand that it's Lonzo's time. And I think anything dealing with Laker business should be between Lonzo and the organization, because you've got to remember there are veterans that play on that team as well, and even some of your rookies and some of the young guys that are playing as well, because now they could be possibly saying, oh, well, man, we like your style of play, but it's so much – it's a distraction. Your dad is so much a distraction. And sooner or later, LeVar's mouth could get his son in a whole lot of trouble. So, again, I'm a fan of LeVar Ball when it comes to big baller brand things and his entrepreneurial endeavors. But when it comes to Lonzo and L.A. Laker and NBA endeavors, Daddy should stay out, point blank, period. So that's my take on the Balls and that situation. But, you know, just a lot of stuff happening. Again, once again, congratulations to the Alabama Crimson Tide for winning this year's BCS National Championship. What a difference a year makes, losing to Clemson last year, but rebounding back in a stunning fashion to beat the Georgia Bulldogs 26-23. NFL Divisional Weekend is coming up. Of course, we have those great games coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And don't forget, this Thursday, you could purchase your copy of the 2018 NFL Divisional Playoff Weekend. It's just that simple. Pick up a copy. It's available on ebook format. Find out who I think is going to win. I know Vegas, they have their picks. All the other networks, they have their picks. Joe Blow and Mary Sue, she has her pick. But guess what? Ed Robinson, I have my picks and who I think is going to go to advance the championship Sunday. So, again, that's available on Lulu.com on ebook format this Thursday, the 2018 NFL Divisional Playoff Outlook. Also, again, congratulations to the Oakland Raiders and John Gruden. They welcome him back with open arms. And remember, the link to watch his press conference is on my website, therobinsonreport.net. And it's just that simple. Again, we thank you to all the listeners that are listening on blogtalkradio.com. A big special thank you to Uncle Leroy Jr. and all of the loyal listeners out there that are listening to blogtalkradio.com. Again, continue to support The Robinson Show. Also continue to support the Sports Chatter podcast and all the other shows that will be coming up soon on blogtalkradio.com. And that about wraps it up for me. And as always, remember, God first in your life, no matter what you do. And again, I'm Ed Robinson. And remember, stick to the script. We out. Peace.